And we're going to start on Daf Nundalin Amid Beis, at the last line from the bottom. The Pasuk says, Emel Chochma Chosiat, Moda Labina Tikra. So one explanation is, Osa Ma'o Da'im Latera. As we were talking about before, the concept that we need to make signs in order to make easy to remember the words of the Torah. And Rava Amar says, Mo'adim Latera. You don't make signs to make it easy to understand the Torah, but what you do is you establish yourself times to learn for Talmidim, for students, and so that they will know to come to learn. Behind the Amar, and that's what the following statement of the Gemara says. The Amar of Dimi Bar Chama Bar Dosa. Rav Dimi, the son of Chama, the son of Dosa, said, Ma'idich Siv, what's the explanation of the following verse? It says, going by the Torah, Lo B'Shemayim Hi, it's not in the heavens, Lo Me'var Yam, it's not across the sea, Hi. The Gemara says, "What's lo b'shemayim? What's mean? He what's not in the heavens? It means, she'im b'shemayim he atos vechel alos achareha. If it would be the Torah was given in the heavens, you would have to travel up to the heavens to go after it. V'im yahi, if it would be across the sea, atos vechel achareha, you would have to go across to the other end of the world to get the Torah. Meaning, the explanation as Rashi explains is that the same way we're required to bother and to stand to make up these signs tricks in order to able to remember and to understand the Torah, so that too if we had to fly up to the heavens as before the rocket ships, we would have to go up to get the Torah up there, or if we'd have to take a ship and go across the seven seas on the other side of the world, it also would be necessary to do that if this was an order that was needed to understand the secrets of the Torah. And Rav Amar, Rav explains a different explanation. Lo b'shemayim hi, what does it mean it's not in the heavens? Lo timsav misha biyadai tova leh b'shemayim. You will not find it on one who raises up his consent to the heavens, meaning lo timsav misha biyadai tova leh kiyam. So somebody who magbiyah means who raises himself up, one who makes himself conceited or prideful, such a person you won't, and that's as he goes up to the heavens, such a person, the Torah won't be found in him. Or somebody who makes himself that he knows everything also, you won't find it either. And that's Kemarchav Daitel Alev B'Kayyam L'Kasi. Yochanan says it more explicitly, Lo B'Shemayim Hi, it's not in the heavens, Lo Timsu B'Gazei Ruach, you won't find in someone who's haughty spirit. V'Lo Me'Var L'Yam Hi, you won't find it across the sea, it means Lo Timsu Lo B'Sarchanim, you won't find it in merchants, Lotagarim, in a different type of merchants. So, in order, again, this individual to be able to acquire his Torah knowledge, the only way that one is able to do that is through not just opening up a book and learning it, but first of all, there are ways of making short signs and stuff to make it conceptual, understandable, and to remember it. And also, the mindset of one learning, it can't be with a sense of conceitfulness. It has to be done by means of humility. And through those type of people, one is able to understand from their teaching the wonderful laws of the Torah. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis learned, Ketzim Varet Ha'arim. The Mishnah said before, the beginning of the parak explained that you have a city, and then cities have boundaries to it. And a person is able to is not confined to a city on Shabbos, but one is allowed to go a certain distance outside the city. The question is, how does one measure that distance? As we'll see, it's not only limited to a city which is in a square, but there are different. Each city has different boundaries. So when drawing the perimeter around it, how do we do that? So now Mara is going to explain. Kesar Ta'arim, how does one make the boundary around the city? Aruchas Kamishahi, long like it is, Mara explains what that means. Agula, if it's a circle city, Oysala Zavius Merubaz. Oysala Zavius, you make horns to it. Mara will explain later on in greater detail what these things mean. This is right now the Mara is just introducing the phrases. Merubaz, if it's a squared city, ain't Oysala Zavius. If it's already square, you cannot make corners to it. Mara will explain what that means exactly. If it's wide on one side, it's narrow on another side. So we see shavir. we look at if all sides are equal. We'll explain it further, detail further. Higher base echad yotzek min kogam. You had one house that went outside, like pogam means like a blemish or like a tower. Oshnei batim yotzim kamin shnei pogumin, or you have two houses which protrude like two towers. The din is rona, so we'll see a ki l'chut matuach aleihen, like a string stretched out upon it. Modin mimenu lahalan afaim ama, and you will measure out from onward 2,000 amas, which cubits, which is approximately 4,000 feet. Hi, so I'll see you kamin kashet. The city was made like a bow and arrow. O kamin gam, which Rashi explains is a Roman letter, like it's a looks like an upside down cough. Rino so kilo malay batim, in the area where there are no houses in the center, let's say, we will get to the whole city is full of houses, the chaseros and courtyards. And we will extend further onward 2,000 cubits. The Mar will explain now. Amar, like we said before, arucha kamo shehi. It's long like it is. Pshita, it's obvious. What is being told nude here? L'sriko mina case. Daricha v'katina. When one side is long and one side is short. Mahu desema, I would think. Liten la pusa arucha. That you can play the width where it's wider on the shore, like Kamashon, we don't say that. Meaning that once it's a square, or it's a rectangle, we don't add anything onto it. You measure the 2,000 amas from each side as it is, and you don't make any elongation to it. Nirvas, if it's a square, ain osin lepas avos. We don't make it any corners. Pshita, it's obvious. Lesricha, in a case, the marvia that it's a square of lamia kiriba olam, but it's not square like the square of the normal way of a square. It's more like a diamond shape.
Get 2,000
amas
in either direction here. Why does it end with the city limits?
Why does it end with the city limits? Because the Rashi says that the...
Which picture? This is picture 196.
Why does it end city limits on the right and the left of the picture?
Rashi explains that the Chiddush coming along here is that it has to be that we only give it corners. We don't give any additional... Once it's a corner, we don't extend it any further.
So I can't go from the right or to the left?
Right. You can go, but you won't be able to apply to the longer... You don't make a map and make the rectangle on all sides. You're only allowed to go on the shorter side, you keep as 2,000 amas on the shorter side, and on the longer side, you make 2,000 amas on the longer side. And that's... Somewhere in the next case, what's a diagonal? It's on a diamond. L'sricha, we need a case. You're not allowed to make it squared like the square, like a normal square. Mahu the same, I might think l'ruva miruva olam. You'd be able to add on to make it all squared, the diamond. Kamash malan, you can't do that. Hayabes echad yotzek min pogam. You have one house again that is a minor protrusion. Or you have two houses which go out with two protrusions. Samara asks, Kashta, now, base achad amrit. One house we say you're allowed to extend it. Shtei batimi, boy. You have to tell me two houses that you tell me that you're allowed to extend it. Well, sricha, no. In a case, mishtei ruchos, from two directions. Mahu the same, I might think, me ruach achas arminin, that we only allow you to extend the direction, one house in one direction. But mishtei ruchos lo arminin, and by two houses in two separate directions, we won't extend the square that it should be longer to include both sides. Kamash balan, that we do extend it to both sides, to include we don't cut it off. We'll make two perpendicular lines to include both houses, and therefore to extend the boundary. Haisa asuy kmin kashet. It was made like the length of a bow. I mean, like a bow. O kmin gam, like an upside down cuff. Rain asu kiluhum leilabat and chaseiros. You look at it; it's full of houses. Umodim imel halon alfim ama, and you count from it and further on 2,000 amas. So Amar Rav Huna explains. Ir hasuy kikashus. If the city is made like a bow. Im yesh ben shnei roshei hapachos v'arba halafim amah modul min hayaser. If it has between the two ends of the city less than 4,000 amas, we measure it from that. We can measure it from the end. But v'im lav, and if not modul min hakeshes, we can only measure from the front of the bow itself.
The end is like the string part.
Like the string part. And so then the Gemara, so it's very interesting. Why over here the Gemara talk brings a case where if it's less than 4,000 amas, we're able from the ends that you're allowed to measure. But what would be if the and what if it's what if it, at the two ends, it's more than 4,000 amas, but in the opening space is less than 2,000 amas. Is one able to extend the ends or not? Well, first we'll do the next Gemara, and then we'll discuss it. Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi. Did Rav Huna actually say this, that you're allowed to extend it from both ends? Aye. It's Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Chaimus Ha'ir, a wall city, Shenifritza B'meya V'arbaim Vachas Shalosh Amah, that has in it a breach of 141 and third amas. So one case you're saying you have over 2,000 amas, and now you're saying you only have 141 amas in the third. So what's the answer? Amrav Ula. Ula answers Lo Kasha. It's no question. Kan ruachas, kan v'shtei ruchas. When do we say that you have a limitation of up to 2,000 amas? That's referring to if it's only broken one direction. But if you have, it's like two separate cities, and you have a breach, and so it's a breach in two directions, and that we say you're limited to the, it can only be a breach of up to 141 amas and one third. Well, my kamashmon, what's the new din from this? The nosun karpalazu. That mean to tell us that this concept that we have, that you, that we extend the city 70 amas and 2/3, the 70 amas and 2/3, where there are no houses, we can apply that here. Asked the Gemara, Ha Amar Rav Huna Chazin, why are you telling me that Rav Huna already taught me this law? This not as the Mishnah says, Noisim Kafal Ir, we, after the housing part of the city, we, that desolate area where there would be, let's say, yards and stuff like that. But Meir says we do that. V'chamarim lo amir karfas echad elish ben shtei ayaris. We only say this concept that we will allow there to be a fallow area in the area between two cities. The Itmar Rav Huna, and we learn Rav Huna's Amar says karfas lazu, the karfas lazu. Each city gets its own 72/3 fallow area. And Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar, no, he says you only give for both cities, you only will allow them to have one fallow area. But we see Rav Huna held in both cases, he said, he already told us a law that in between cities we automatically will give two fallow areas. So what is Rav Huna coming in addition to tell us? Sricha, you need both cases. If you told me only the case in our Mishnah, to have a lesad hat to make kara, where it was already established where you have each one had its own area, 40 and 70 amas and 2/3, that's the way it was set up. That's why we'll plow it. Ava hasam, and over there, we'll say not. V'yashmi and hasam in the second case, v'shumai the dachika tashmisayu, because since it's such an enclosed area, and you're forced to use it. That's why we'll allow you to extend that each one is allowed to have the fellow. Aval, hach over here, the lodachik tashmisayu, where it's not a area which is oppressed to use it, aim low. I would say we would not allow you to have this fellow error. Kama smichle, we will, even in this case of Huna agrees that you can do it. And that's why you need both cases. In the market, the kama have been yesla kesher. How much can you have between the back area and the actual the bow itself and the flat line? How much area do you allow to have it? Rabba Huna Amar Alafim Amar. Rabba Huna says 2,000 amas, and Rabba Bederei de Rav Huna Amar Afil Yesmi Alafim Amar, even more than 2,000 amas. And Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, Kavosei, Zerava, Bered Rava, Mistavra. It appears we should follow the opinion of Rabba Bar Rav Huna that holds it more than 2,000 amos. Why? The Iboy Hadas Hidach Batim. Because as long there is a way, since if you use the houses and travel from the houses, you have less than an area of 2,000 amos, and that would always be on that 2,000 tchum area, and is always included. Therefore, we do allow you to travel there. So therefore, even more than 2,000 amos is permitted. As long as the houses will, in a house in the area, you could draw a boundary from the house to include more than 2,000 amos. Now, there's a Tosas said before. Tosas is interesting. Tosas begins with the word pachos midal alfim odim in hayaser. So the Mara says, Tosas says, Rabba Rechanan boy nami samach shagam ben yesel keshes lihe yosem elohim. He also requires that there should be not more than 2,000, because you have to have the boundary absorbed on all sides. Although Rava Bereid Rava Rahuna says you can have more than 2,000. It's actually this Shaila Mishmur brings in the Tmachlokas, the Ritva, who argues with Tosus. Tosus holds if it's more than 4,000, the opening is 4,000, and you have between the bow and the back end of the more than 2,000 amas. Tosa says it would be good. The Ritva disagrees and says once more than 2,000, we don't allow. And the opening is more. It's more than 4,000. There's no permissibility of that. And Lachem Shabur seems that we could, if it's 4,000, you have less than 4,000, but you in the openings, but you have between the actual bow and the imaginary line, more than 2,000, he seems that you could be makel, and you'd be allowed to travel, and that's including the tchum of the city. Okay. Next case of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hayusham Gedudas Gavos Asar Tvachim. You have there, like it's called towers, or more than 10 of destructive areas, more than 10 Tvachim high. Mayim and goodness. What are these areas? So, Amar Yehuda says, Shalosh mechitzos. You have three partitions, she'ein aleihem tikra, which do not have upon them a ceiling. So, Mar is assuming that a building which is enclosed on three sides has the law of a fully enclosed area. We know by sukkah, for example, we know you need to have the same question as the walls of a sukkah. How many walls does one need to have a kosher sukkah? So the Mara says that you need to have two full walls. And the third wall, the Mara says, even a tefach, even one cubit. Now, the question will be when we're trying to extend an area to say this area is considered a celled area, and let's say you have a building or a partial building, how many walls in that building is make it considered habitable or not? So it could be the same question over here. So we're going to now ask the question. Iboy lehu. We have a question over here. Shtei mechitzas. You have only two walls. The yesh aleihem tikra. And they have upon it a covering. Umar said three walls, we say, three partitions, can be defined as a living area. And therefore, we could extend this. That's considered an area, you know, it's not now inhabitable, but since this partial building does have three walls, and it's three and probably 10 tefachim high, we will say that it's called an occupied area. Therefore, even though it's desolate now, when we're trying to give us as much area to start the 2,000 amos from, we could use this point and onward. Now, what's the law? And we know sukkah. The law is, if you have two walls and a third partial wall, that's also acceptable. But what about this case? What if you have two walls and only a covering? Is that considered enough of a settled area that we consider it, you know, currently no one's living there, but we can extend the boundary of the city or not? So, Mahu, what's it in? Tashma. Demar, come and listen. Elu Shemes Ari'ima. These are included to lengthen the city. Nefes sheyesh ba arba amos al bar amos. Nefesh, as we said, is in a graveyard. It's a house, a grave, which is 4 cubits wide. V'hagasher, a bridge. V'hakaver sheyesh ba hen beis dira, or a graveyard which has there place of occupancy, which obviously gets a caretaker used to sleep, whatever. Ubeis hakanesis sheyesh ba dira lechazan, or a shul, which has an area for the. In this case, it doesn't mean the chazan, as people think. It means the cantor. It means the sexton. Ubeis avodas lechavim, the house of idol worship. Sheyesh ba beisil kamarim, where the priests used to live. Sound like a monastery where the monks lived. The oros, or a place where animals live. The otsros, or sadois, storehouses of the field. The otsros, and v'yesh behem beistira, which have in it a place for people to live. The habergonin, also these temporary huts, which we talked about earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph. Shebetaycha, they're inside it. The Bay Shabayam, or it looks like houses on the sea. Hari Eilu Misarim Ima. These are included to make the extension of the sea with it. The Eilu and these She'em Misarim Ima, which cannot be included as part of the city to extend the boundary. Nefesh Shenifrasa Mishtiri Chusecha Eilach Ve'Eilach. Is this in this grave area that was had two walls? It was broken up in two directions. Vagasher, a bridge. Vakever, and a grave. She'ein labesti, which was had no place for the guest, the caretaker, to sleep. Ubeis hakanesa she'ein labestira. Lachazon, a shul which had no place for the sexton to sleep. Obviously, it must be in those days. A lot of times, the shuls were located not in the main part of the city, but they were in a desolate field. And obviously, since it was only a makom tefila, it doesn't have a law of as we see for eruv. In order to make included in this making an eruv, it has to be a house where people actually dwell in, not enough to pray in. Or ubeis hachavim, and even the house of idol worship, she'ein la beistir la kumarim, which do not have in it a place inhabitable for the priest. The aros, we said that places where animals live, the corrals. The ozer shabasadais, shein lehem destira, and the storehouses of the fields, which do not have a place for someone to live. Ubor, the siach ma'ara, we said a bor is a pit, a siach or cisterns, ma'ara is a cave where they used to use for drinking water. The gader, a fence. The shubach shabatoicha, or the shubach is a chicken coop inside it. Vabayis shabasina, in the house of a boat. Ein elu misarima, says these are not cannot be used in finding out to extend the length of the city. Well, the Mishnah does say kitani michas. We do learn nefesh she nifritza mishtei chusecha. Eilech ve'eilech. It says the camps of this part of a grave that it says that it was has in it walls that fell down in two directions. So we see, and we're saying that it can be included. My love, it must be the ikatikra, that there is a roof, and therefore we still say here's an example of a two-sided building which has a roof over it. And we're saying that we can include it for the to. Call inhabitable for to extend the city. The Mara says lo, no. The leka tikra, there is no. The Mara says no. The roof here. This is talking about there is no ceiling. And the Mara basically, that's the Mara basically says we have no proof. No, Bei Shabayam, a house of the sea. We said it can be included to extend the boundary to the city. So we asked the Maichazi, what is this worth? What it can be used for? For which purpose? Again, we need a purpose that is for human occupation, not just a use. So we ask the Mechazi, what can this be used for? So Amra Papa, Papa answers, Bayis she'oisim lifnos b'kelim she'besfina. It says a house which you use to turn in it the utensils of a boat. That's again because it has a purpose for human occupation or human use. It's livable, therefore, it can be included to extend the boundary of the city. And the Gemara says, Umara, aim is ara mima. And in a cave, we can't use a cave to extend the boundary of a city. Batani, we learn, Revchia, ma'ara, a cave, is ara ima, that we can use a cave in order to be able to extend the boundary of the city. Samara and Samara, Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Kishiesh bin alpiha. When it's a partial cave, which also has a partial building on its opening, therefore, that is, since it has this partial building with a cave together, they can come together to be called an inhabited area. So since it's called an inhabited area, it can be used to extend the boundary of the city. Asking, well, why do you have to come in? Answer was, it has a building that's opening. They forget we're talking about a cave. We should say, because this building itself should be enough an area to extend the city. The answer is Los Richa, and we need Lahashlam. When by itself it's not big enough, but the combination of the cave with the building itself will give it the proper size that it's considered a proper inhabitation for human. And the Mara continues. Amar Abaye, Amar of Huna. Huna says, Yoshe Srifin Ain Moded in Lahem. Those whose dwellings, like teepees, they're not included in being able to extend the boundary of the city. Where do we count from? Elom Ipesach Besehin, only from the opening of their houses can we be included. But these temporary structures cannot be used to extend the city. Now we're going to ask, what do you mean temporary structure can't be used to extend the city? Masi Rav Chista. Rav Chista asks a question. It says, Chumash Bamidbar, Vayachanu ahayarden mibeis hayishimus, and they dwell in the Jordan from the beis hayishimus. And Mara says, V'amar Rabba Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, L'didi chazi li hahu asra, I saw that place, V'have t'lasa parsi al t'lasa parsi, and it was a width of 3 parsos by 3 parsos, which is the length of Machane Yisrael, the camp of the Jewish people in Midbar. The Tanya, we learn, Kesheheng Nifnin, when they went to use the bathroom in the desert, a Nifnin, they didn't use the bathroom, Lo Ifnehem, not in front of them, Lo Itzdadehem, not to the side, Lo Achreim, not backwards. El Achreim, they didn't, El Achreim, only in the back. In other words, when they had to use the bathroom, they had to leave the entire camp and they had to go behind the desert. And we see from this that where the Jewish people lived, and Srif is like a temporary structure, it's like a tent. And we see that the Jews lived in a tent, and yet it calls it a structure for human inhabitation. So if that's the case, why don't we say that in a case where people set up tents and so on, it should be considered inhabitable, and from that should be the point where we extend the boundary in the city. So the answer is Gemara, Amalei Rava. Rava says, Digli Midbar Kamrit, referring to the divisions in the desert. Kiva Nichsiba Hu, since it's written by them, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu V'Al Pi Hashem Yisau, that through the mouth of God they camped, and through the mouth of God they traveled. Keman Dikriya Lahu Dami, it's as if there is a permanence to it. So Mars answering, you're really right, that really it should not be considered a area, a tent city, for example, it's considered suitable for human inhabitation. But the reason, since in the desert they did it through the word of the Almighty, that makes it as if it's called, and through the word of the Almighty, it's how they camped and they traveled, that's considered an established principle for the concept of being a house occupied by people. That's right. One looks at the Rashi. So Rashi says, since it's written through the mouth of God, they camped. Chashuvi hichaniyosun, it's considered prominent, their camping. Liyos nidos kekiva, that it should be judged like an established city. So we see that the point of Rashi says, since it had the Almighty's command, it has a chashivas or importance or imminence to be a dwelling for human beings. But normally in a nomadic would not be considered, tribes would not be considered a proper area to exclude the boundary of a city. Now what would be the whole case? Let's say people became Bedouins and they established a tent city. So could you, and now you wanted to know how far could you travel? Would you be able to set up your camping from the opening of your tent? Well, let's say there's 150, 200 tents. So could you include that whole camping area, and then only after, outside that boundary, that's when you would start counting your 2,000 amas. On one hand, we see that the Gemara declared from the case of the of only because it was through the word of God, since it gave it establishment, therefore that's why we can say it's called a city, and from then we can call it a permanent dwelling, and from that point onward we would count the 2,000 amas. Or do we say maybe differently, since we know that the whole, let's say in the Midbar, they didn't know how long they were staying in one particular place. So we can't say wherever they camped had a permanence to it. Therefore, that's why maybe a special Torah, that through the voice of Hashem they camped, through the voice of Hashem they traveled. But let's say it was a Bedouin tribe, which you know 2 months a year you're going to be this part of the desert, the next part you'll be over here, and the third part you'll be, but there's, and let's say there was people, different parts of you knew where the different people would be located. Maybe that would be called enough of a area where people were occupied that might be called an area which is called inhabited by people. Therefore, it would have a law like a city, and maybe you wouldn't have to be limited to counting your 2,000 amas from your camp, from your actual tent, but maybe that whole area. But again, it's something which needs to be looked into. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav China bar Rav Kahana. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav China the son of Rav Kahana sent name Rav Ashi. Im yesham shalosha chatzeru shal shnei batim hukvu. If you have there in this three courtyards of two houses hukva, this also has the, we first want to know what's defined as a city. So you need to have three courtyards of two houses. That will have the halakha definition of a city. You might think you need 20, 30, 40, 50 people. That's not the, that's according to this Amira, that's not what's needed. It's needed to have an area of three courtyards which have two houses each. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Yosh Reisrifin V'Holchim Midbarais. Those who dwell in these tents and those who travel in the desert. Chayehen Einu Chayim. Their lives are not called living. Unishehem Uvenehem Einu Shalahem. And their children, and their wives and their children are not of theirs. Tanya Nami Hachi. And I will bring a proof to what I said. Elazar Ish Bar Yoimer. Elazar, the man from Beerus, says the following. Yoshre Ksrifin Ki Yoshre Kavarim. People who dwell in teepees are like people who dwell in graveyards. The Abanoseihim Hu Oimer. And on their daughters it said, Aror Shoichiv In Kol Behema. Cursed is one who sleeps with any animal. My time, and what's the reason that he says this? Ula Amar, because Ula says, She'ein lehem mechatzos, because they don't have plate washing areas where they can clean themselves off. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mipnei shemagishin zeh lazeh b'tefila, that they, since they're so far away, the women know when they're in, each wife goes to go to the mikvah. My benayhu, what would be the practical difference between the two reasons? Ika benayhu, the practical one would be nahara de sancha besa, when one would have a river that's next to the house. So Rashi explains, what does it mean ki yoshe kvaros, that they're like people who dwell in graveyards? Kemesin, they're like dead people. Lefi shemechusarim hanahein. There are people who are missing pleasure. The loikin veruchos bezarim matar, and they're always stricken with winds, heat, and with rain. So what's the reason they're prohibited? Their daughters by time. Also going to say him. The Gemara says she'ein lehem rachatzos because they don't have bathhouses. Therefore, v'hoichlim makom rachok l'rachatzos rachutz. They have to go to fourth place to rinse off. V'noshehen nizkakos l'menafin, and their wives stick to adulterers. Lefi she'ir azuv me'na'ish. Because the city is forsaken for many men, because when they go, they leave their wives in order to go to the bathhouses. So the wives are alone, and people know that. The men know that, and therefore they accost the women. Or the other case with tefillah, when they go to do the ritual bath, which because she'ein lehem advice, since in these areas in the desert they really don't have any local mikvahs. V'hochen hanashim. The women travel to go to dip in a far off place. And they call to their neighbors, I'm going, because they're afraid to go alone. And the neighbors realize it. And the wicked people chase after them. And they'll be left alone with the women when they know they went to the mikvah. V'tanan, we learn. A man should not be left alone with two women. So what's the practical difference between the two reasons? So the Gemara says, Nahara, a river. Ruela Tvila, it's suitable to dip into for the mikvah. Veloma, the merchats, but not to use as a bathhouse. Hergesh Tvika Laka, the problem that we're afraid that the woman will go to the mikvah and then everybody realizes that doesn't apply because it's right next to the house. It's like it's next to them. But the problem because they need to go to bathhouses and to take care of themselves. That's not applicable here. And that still applies. So if you have a river nearby, this problem will still exist. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna says, "Kol ir she'ein ba yerek ein tamachachum shai ladurba." Any city which does not have vegetables, Thomas Kol is not allowed to live there. Lameimra de Yerek Malya. From this seems that to have vegetable is a good thing. Batanya, and we learn in a different in the set of Psachim, that says Shloisha Marben Sezevel. Three things increase production of excrement. The Kaifefin Nathakoma, because a person who stands up to bend over. And it takes one from 5,000 of the eyesight of a person. The Eluhain, and the Mishnah lists these are the three things: Pas Kibur, dry red, the Sheikha Chadash, new beer, the Yerek, and a vegetable. So we see that from this that having vegetables is not a good thing. So we'll conclude with this, and we'll answer the question tomorrow.